This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Thursday, July 11th. Will tariff talks from President Trump escalate fears in commodity trading? From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Everything is a seller today. Cattle really dropped hard. Those long position liquidation really sent the market tumbling. The official index roll is underway today, and live cattle open interest is at its lowest since last September. That just tells you about how many people are nervous and have moved to the sidelines in all the commodities right now. So it's so difficult since the White House has announced that there's $200 billion more tariffs to be added to Chinese goods. Also, the feeders fell, and that means those feedlot managers are really struggling to get higher prices, even though they're going to try to hang in there.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday down 19 and three quarters at 489 and a half. July corn was down 8 and a half at 332 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day down 10, ranging from 580 to 608. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for July were down 20 and three quarters, ranging from 594 to 604. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for July were down 12, ranging from 625 and a half to 640 and a half. Live cattle for August were down $1.60 at 103.87 and a half. August feeder cattle were down 245 to 149.45. And July Class 3 milk was up 9 cents at 1427.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.